Weather conditions across most of the Midwest this week will likely be well mixed with rain and sunshine, with one exception, and that'll be in the western Corn Belt, where some rain of persistence is likely to occur, causing some flood potentials to rise as we go through the week. Now, already in the past week, we've seen significant precipitation occur in southwestern portions of Iowa and some northeastern sections of Kansas, southeastern parts of Nebraska, northwestern Missouri. All of these areas are saturated and vulnerable to some flooding. The potential for more rain in this region is quite high as we go forward through the middle and latter parts of this week. Today and tomorrow might be a little bit drier biased. What's different, though, about this particular round of heavier rainfall is that it's not going to be confined to such a small region. It's going to impact many areas from Kansas and Nebraska through Iowa to Wisconsin. And so this small area in the southwest Corn Belt that's been too wet will obviously have some issues with flooding coming up this week, but there will also be a larger region of the western Corn Belt that may be vulnerable to flooding as well. We'll need to watch the situation fairly closely. For today and tomorrow, we're not expecting large amounts of rainfall to occur across these areas. In fact, a large part of the Midwest will see relatively typical weather for this time of the year, and that will be favorable as far as generating an environment that is wonderful for crop development. We will see some late season field work occur around the shower activity, but the precipitation today and tomorrow is just not going to be very well organized, and we'll see progress made. The temperature bias all this week is going to be warm. We expect to see daily highs run mostly in the upper 70s through the 80s across a big part of the Midwest. There will be a couple of cooler days that will occur when the rainfall is greatest, and that will probably be later in the week. We'll also see some temperature extremes getting up over 90 degrees in some areas west and south of the Missouri River, and also near the Ohio River as we get out towards the latter part of this week. The warmth will help to stimulate quick drying conditions, which raises an interesting question or concern for the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. Rainfall in some of those areas was not very significant as we got through the weekend. Ohio, southern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky were dry, and it looks like they'll have opportunity for some rain this week, but if that rain tends to be a little bit erratic and light, eventually the warm temperatures will likely create an environment where it's going to be difficult for a significant increase in soil moisture to occur, and we may have pockets of dryness to deal with there over a long-term period. We'll continue to watch that rather closely. Some of that dryness in the lower eastern Midwest will also extend down into parts of the southeastern states. However, those areas saw some timely rain last week, so the soil moisture profile is not a bad situation for most of that region. And for the most part, most of the Midwest is going to come through this period looking relatively good. We are concerned about the excess moisture in parts of the western Corn Belt, and we'll need to watch that rather closely. In the meantime, though, hard red winter wheat country will be vulnerable to some quality declines again across Nebraska, Kansas, and Colorado, where the greatest frequency of rain is expected. This will take place during the middle to latter part of this week and into the coming weekend, maybe into next week as well. All of this is going on while at the same time we've got drying conditions occurring in parts of Russia and some areas in North China's plain, and we're also seeing dryness, of course, in India, and Australia needs rain as well, along with the Canadian prairie. So a large portion of the world is in need for precipitation right now, and the drier tendencies in all of these areas will be closely monitored. Maybe we'll see some timely rainfall in some of these areas, but for the most part, it looks like status quo conditions for the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.